Gospel of John, chapter 5. Be looking at verses 31 and following. If you don't have a Bible with you, check the seat underneath. There are a few Bibles scattered throughout. In Gospel of John, chapter 5. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies, in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John is a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than John. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, and which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me. And the Father who has sent me himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You diligently study the Scriptures, because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the Scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept praise from men, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have given us this testimony. Multiple testimonies about your love for us and the manifestation of that, that is your Son Jesus. Now, Lord, help us to receive that testimony as truth and to live it by receiving Jesus for ourselves. That we do that each and every day. For we do ask it in His name. Amen. Okay. Looking at the time, we still have communion. We are going to do the Reader's Digest condensed version. Any of you ever seen those TV commercials that said, that had an egg on a frying pan, and said, this is your, that said, you know, first showed you the egg, and then the egg in the frying pan, this is your egg on crack? Anything? Burning? Okay. Well, this is the Bible. This is what the Pharisees, the teachers of law, turned the Bible into. Some textbook. Anatomy and physiology, Steve. Okay. It's the easiest class to have, isn't it? No, anatomy and physiology. We have anointed the communion table. Okay. It is a complex book. People have taken it and they have in there everything about the body. This is where each portion is. They have names for each and every part. You just can't say the elbow, they got like six names for different parts around here. And it's just out here on the outside, it's like I can't even remember the terms anymore. It's been so long. It's like the medial radial, you know, goes out. They got all these different words, and they've made it complex. That's what Jesus is talking about, is they've taken the Word of God and they turned it into this heavy, heavy work. Where instead the Word of God is this. It's a love letter. This is Loving Promises Especially for You, is the title of this book of poetry. It's also, if you would, an alternate title for this book. This is what God intended with this. Not that we would spend all of our time learning and studying and becoming obsessed, pulling all-nighters so that we could name each and every part of the body. He intended it as a love letter so that we would come to love the body. Which body? The body of Christ, His Son. The one who came for our salvation. Not for God's salvation, but for ours. That's why we have the communion table. That's for our benefit, not God's. John testified that Jesus was the one. The Bible, the words in the Old Testament, the Torah, the prophets, all testify that Jesus is the one. Moses testified that Jesus was coming and said, this is who it is. But they say it became so obsessed with the letter that they forgot the form. It's the whole story of can't see the forest for the trees. They're so busy looking at each needle on each pine tree that they don't even realize how beautiful the forest is. I hate it when I lose my props. Loving Promises of God. Yes, it does indeed have the anatomy and the physiology. All the parts are here. But they're in relationship to each other. They bring us a Savior. They don't bring us condemnation. They bring us relationship. By studying anatomy and physiology, I can learn all about the body. And if you were sick, I might even be able to tell you something about why you're sick or what it is, part that is sick, or maybe even help you to get it fixed. But if my entire focus even went farther in and said, I didn't even care about you, I just cared about this little part that you had that was weird going wrong inside you, and I just wanted to study that. I'm not building relationship with you. I'm not going to heal you because I'm so focused on this other. And that's where the Pharisees had gone. Instead, Jesus wanted us to be building relationship. Yes, we need to know these things. After or in addition to the fact that we first have relationship with God. Jesus said, I've testified. Others have testified. Believe the testimony. That I am the one that is spoken of. It's as silly as looking at the plastic models that they have in the store, in the schools. They've got these very real-looking plastic models. Well, not. And saying, that's what we're supposed to be looking for. When instead, what they're supposed to be looking for is something that's alive. Christ brings life. He's not dead, He's not stagnant. And He brings us life. So our focus needs to be on Him. This is your brain on Phariseeism. This is your brain on Christ. Reader's Digest, double condensed version. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your loving promises. That our salvation is not based upon how well we can memorize each and every part of Scripture. That we can tell You that this person was the one who wrote this down, and that this happened so many years after that, and this person begat that person. Lord, we can benefit by those things, but that's not where our salvation lies. Our salvation lies in our relationship with Your Son, Jesus, and in Him alone. And Lord, we thank You for that loving promise. And now, Lord, help us to remember that promise and to celebrate it as we take communion. Lord, help us to look inside our hearts and to say, Lord, this is where I've come up short. This is where I've pushed You away so I could study when I should have been drawing You close so that You could lead me in that study. That in that relationship, You would guide me. So, Father, we ask now, as we take communion, You would help us each one to lay our burdens at the cross and to leave them there so that You might clean us and heal us and renew us and lead us. And most of all, Lord, that we might grow in our relationship with You more and more each and every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We take communion this morning. We do practice open communion table. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are welcome to receive communion.